Welcome to AvWeb Biz and our daily coverage of the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo 2008. Russ Niles is on location in Geneva, Switzerland. Russ's report is coming up in just a moment, but our sister publication, Aviation Consumer, is conducting a survey on hangar availability, cost, and purchase options. We would love to hear from you on this topic. Just drop an email to aviation_safety@hotmail.com and we'll respond. Business aviation has an enviable safety record, but there are still issues to be addressed, and a looming pilot shortage raises the potential of less experienced pilots entering a field that has traditionally been open only to high-time people. Don Spruston, Director General of the International Business Aviation Council, spoke with AvWeb's Russ Niles at the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo 2008 about the challenges ahead.
Talking with Don Spruston, he's Director General of the International Business Aviation Council, moderated a session on business aircraft safety today. Safety is always a concern, Don. How's the industry doing as a whole, and what are the problems and the initiatives to solve them?
Well, thank you very much. We really do put a great deal of attention into to safety initiatives, safety programs. The industry in some sectors has a very, very good record, as good as any record in aviation. Not to say, however, that we don't have some issues that we need to deal with. Some parts of the industry are not as good, and we need to work on that sector. We also have to work on some of the issues that we talked about this morning in the session. We do have a problem with respect to gross navigation errors on the oceanic areas. We do have a problem with respect to landing accidents, runway excursions. There are issues we need to deal with, and we think we have an excellent program to work towards having a good safety record throughout the industry and not just some of the sectors.
But aviation safety is more than guys like you standing up at meetings and saying, be safe. What's the industry's role in adopting these initiatives?
Hey, the International Business Aviation Council, or IBAC, is a council of associations worldwide. So these are the people that look after the interests of business aviation at the ICAO forums and other regulatory agencies. We do deal with the authorities and the development of safety regulations, but we go much beyond that. We have initiatives aimed at addressing the problem areas. We work together as a team to look at the safety problems, where are the accidents happening, and we try to develop a solution or a program to find a solution. And one example that we're very heavily involved in today is building safety management system tools and training programs to help our operators. We feel by building these kind of assistance tools, it's the mechanism to try to get the operators to a better position for the future.
Now, with the rapid growth of business aviation coupled with a pilot shortage, are there any concerns that those circumstances are creating sort of the perfect storm for a degradation of safety in the industry?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Perfect storm. It's quite possible that that we are going to have a very significant problem in the not too distant future. Today, if we look at it, it's more of a forecasting of the problem. We have some evidence of the pilot shortage impacting our operators today, but it is not at the perfect storm situation yet, but it very well could be. We heard this morning in the forum that there are some initiatives to try to deal with pilot shortage, and we in business aviation recognize that we have to get involved in the global exercise to try to resolve the problem. The Flight Safety Foundation have been actively looking at this for the last number of months, and we have been asked to join the core group to address the issue. So yes, the answer to your question is that we need to deal with it. It is a potential serious problem that we see on the horizon, and we have our planning and operations committee meeting coming up in another month, and that is one of the first subjects of the committee to deal with, and we are inviting the Airline Association and Flight Safety Foundation in to work with us on the problem, and hopefully we can find some good solutions.
It's an ongoing thing, and I'm sure that it's something that we'll be talking about again. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, and yes, it is ongoing, and we're making sure that we're dynamic and keeping up. Thank you.
Russ Niles on location in Geneva, Switzerland. Today's BizCast was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, and don't forget they're conducting a survey on hangar availability, cost, and purchase options. If you would like to participate, just drop an email to aviation_safety@hotmail.com.